your shine's not a sword. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy. More than one star.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Matt.
How you doing, man?
Ooh, look at the burpees.
I was burping. That's your favorite thing to do. As soon as we hit record, it's like...
I can't help it. I've had too many adult beverages.
Have an okay day today?
Mm-hmm. Not exciting, not terrible.
Anything new?
No work done. No.
Oh, cool.
No.
Nothing new? No, like celebrities came into work or anything?
I wish. That'd be awesome.
Well, like, what celebrity would you want to come into your work if they just came in like
that? If anybody comes into my work, it would be like the people from like HGTV shows where they're like, we need much lumber to fix up this house.
Oh. Oh my gosh, it's Todd Pennington!
Yeah, exactly.
Is he so popular?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, it's Dick Van Dyke! That's not who I was thinking of. Who's the guy with the TV shows and he's known for like fixing up TVs from back in the day? Bob Vila! I don't know how I get Dick Van Dyke and Bob Vila confused.
Because they're old white men? Either way, that'd be pretty cool.
My work was pretty boring too.
Yeah.
How about you, Leviticus? How was your day?
It was a day.
It was a day.
It was a day.
A day.
Oh, hey, Leviticus is here. Hey, Leviticus.
I am?
Yes, you are.
Oh.
Are you sure it's not like your future self going in the past?
Totally.
Hey, Levi.
Hey. What's going on there?
If that happened to me, my first thought would be like, where's the doctor? Where is he?
Where
I know
is
he's
he?
With you.
What year is it?
Where is he? Oh, man. All right. So, I had a pretty... Yesterday was a better day.
Yeah.
I saw X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, yes, you did.
Usually, all these movies lately, we've been seeing, like, midnight releases. Like, we did Deadpool, midnight release.
Civil War.
Batman, Superman. But X-Men Apocalypse, we were at...
MegaCon.
Doing MegaCon stuff.
Mega things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we did not get to see X-Men. Yes, meeting megastars. If you want to hear more about that, check out our short podcast, Fangirling Over Kevin Smith and Adam West. And then, I don't remember what the other name was, but it was live from the con. So, check those out. But we're not talking about that today.
No, we've already talked about that. Today's a new day.
So I went and saw X-Men Apocalypse yesterday.
Apocalypse?
Yes. I know you guys have not seen it yet, and you're a little mad at me. Larry and I were on about, and we didn't know what to do. And so it was either that, or Angry Birds, or Alice in Wonderland. And I didn't really want to see either of those before I saw
X-Men Apocalypse. I'd go with Apocalypse.
So we went and checked that out. Super good. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. Don't believe the stupid critics, because it really feels like all the critics hate any movie that's not Civil War right now.
Yeah.
Any superhero movie that's not a Marvel movie is getting hated on. And in my opinion, it does not deserve all the hate.
Do you think that's paid into?
No, I don't.
Do you think Disney was like, here, you gotta give us a good review. Start shuffling out money.
No, I don't think so. I don't think critics work that way.
Because this is Sony. This isn't necessarily...
No,
this
Fox.
Is Fox.
Or Fox, Foxes, sorry, yeah.
How I think it's... What I think is happening is... what I think is going on is that everybody is used to the Marvel comic book superhero movie now. The Marvel Studios Disney superhero movie. So they're used to that origin story, action... Funny jokes, beating the villain, Chris Mending. They're used to that. And so anything that sways from that a little bit, I think throws the general viewer off and the general critic off.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's... So, like, Batman Superman flipped that up.
Yeah,
flipped
there's
it
a lot going on.
And X-Men Apocalypse, same thing. But what it does have in common with Batman and Superman is there is a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff going on. Lots of characters. I mean, Havoc's in it. Quicksilver's in it. Jubilee. Cyclops. Jean Grey.
Storm.
Psylocke. Mystique. Apocalypse. Magneto. Mystique. Professor X. Nightcrawler's in it.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
Angel's in it.
Yeah,
lots of characters. Yeah.
It's the most X-Men I've seen.
Right. And so, for fans, you kind of know what's going on. You know the backstories. You know the history. You know their powers. But I think for people who aren't used to it, maybe a little confused. So if you are a fan of X-Men, I'm going to give you three kind of spoilery words, but not super spoilery. That'll give you a reason just to go see it. Weapon X. Phoenix. And Unleashed Magneto. I think those are good enough reasons to go see it. It was great. I really liked it. It made me cry. Surprise, surprise. probably twice. Larry cried too. So you guys need to go see it soon.
I know.
We're gonna do a mandate and go see it.
Tom and I, before MegaCon, so going into Food Glorious Food, we had some pretty awesome barbecue.
Yes, we did.
We tried a new barbecue place called Benno's Barbecue in our hometown of Northport. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Tom had a burger.
I had a blue cheeseburger.
You said it was good, right?
Pretty good.
Different kind of flavor to it.
Like the blue cheese was a little different, but it's still pretty good. It has spice to it.
What were your sides you got?
I got mac and cheese.
And it was
which
good,
tasted
right?
like it had four or five different mac and cheese or types of cheese in it, so it was really good.
Good. I had a pulled pork sandwich, which was the whip.
The whip.
Tasted like it was super smoked. You could see all the pink smoke rings in it mm-hmm. all throughout it. It was pretty delicious. I had some baked beans that were pretty awesome. You had a bite of those too.
I had the brisket in it, right?
Yep.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty
right
awesome.
Right amount of barbecue, right amount of sweet.
So it's hard to find a good barbecue place.
And their wings, pretty good too.
We did have wings too. I know we sound like heavy guys. I am morbidly obese, so you shouldn't
surprised. If you ever listened to previous casts.
According to the doctor.
He was lamenting about his morbid obesity for a good while. We thought we were at the end of it.
So I had chicken wings and pulled pork and baked beans and coleslaw.
Well, but I had chicken wings, pork, or burger and mac and cheese.
Yes, you did. Chicken wings were good. They're smoked then deep fried. I had barbecue ones, and you had like a classic buffalo flavor.
I had like
flavor,
the Asian
right?
ones.
Oh, you had Asian.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
So if you live in the area, check that place out. Super good place.
Didn't make me sick.
That's good. Hey Tom, guess what?
What's up, Eddie?
Food Glorious Food.
Oh, more Food Glorious Food, huh?
Yes.
Just put it in my mouth.
We got a whole topic today.
What is our topic for today?
So, let's see. So, early humans first made this by stuffing roasted intestines into stomachs. The Greek poet Homer mentioned a kind of blood sausage in the Odyssey. And Epicurus wrote a comedy titled The Sausage. So we are talking about
old school meat.
Sausages.
Boom. You like your
sausage? Sausages date back a really long time ago.
Apparently, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Stomach sausage.
Intestine sausage. So it kind of makes the sausages we
Greek,
eat now sound kind of okay.
Greek tragedy sausage.
Lips, ears, noses, and tails, right?
Yep.
There's many different types of sausages.
Break it down for us, buddy boo.
They've got black pudding.
What
blood sausage.
To try it just because of the name of it.
Boerwurst. Bratwurst. Gyrimi. Helsel. Hot dogs. All different types of variations of the hot dog. World's longest hot dogs. You've got the Polish sausages.
Ooh, those are good.
Yeah. You got summer sausages.
Italian sausages.
Winter sausages?
I'm sure there's some kind of winter sausage as well.
Yeah, they're good too.
So does winter and summer make spring?
Polish sausage. There are types, all different types of sausages.
Gumbo sausages.
Sausage and stew. Sausage and potatoes. Sausage and mouth.
Fried sausage.
Fried sausage.
Sausage inside a sausage.
The double sausage insertion.
For me, my favorite type of sausage.
Actually, thinking like a turducken where they just stuff sausage.
Sausage in a sausage,
a Polish sausage inside of an Italian sausage, inside of bratwurst, inside of hot dog, inside of turkey.
I'm a sausage, playing a sausage, playing another sausage.
We should call it the sausage, playing sausage,
sausage around the world.
Sausage
around the world.
Yeah,
that'd be an awesome cast.
My favorite kind of sausage for me is a hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog should be something for my soul.
That's all American right there.
If I had to choose a variation of a hot dog, for me it would be a chili dog.
Chili dog, okay.
I like a classic Coney dog. Something about those Coney dogs, man, is probably from being from outside of Detroit, but
yeah.
They just speak to me and make me just feel good inside.
Make your tummy talk.
Leviticus, how about you? What's your favorite type of sausage?
I'm going to go with beer brats.
Oh,
beer
stole
brats
my answer.
Are pretty amazing,
yeah.
Too.
We would, every year, when I was younger, we'd go out to Glamis Dunes, which is out in California, going towards Nevada.
Wow.
And border Mexico, that area. And we would take the campers out and everything. Yeah. Yeah, got you there. We would take the campers out, take our dirt bikes out, and we would cook us some beer brats first night we get there.
Do you know how you would cook those beer brats? Would you boil them in beer, or is that what you kind of did? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Beer brats are pretty good. Put some nice, like, cheese on them, too.
Oh, man.
Beer
that
brats
sounds good right now. Let's go get some.
A basic brat. Cover that bad boy with sauerkraut. A little bit of spicy brown mustard on there.
Yeah.
German mustard. Mm.
Have you ever had the brat from Germany and Epcot?
I don't think so.
They put it on this nice hard roll.
Oh, really? Like a Kaiser?
So good, man. So good.
Next trip?
So yes, next trip we're going to put a bunch of brats in our mouths.
We'll have sausage in our mouth. What we say, brat?
We talked about our preferred sausage varieties. Bun or no bun? Do you guys like putting the bun on there?
I like it on a bun, hon.
You like it on a bun? You're not one of those weird people.
My tummy don't want none unless it's got bun, hon.
I think they're talking about something else there, Town.
Not for sure, sausage.
I'm going to go with bun just because it's got to hold everything.
Yeah,
it's got to hold all your toppings.
Your toppings, your sausage.
Otherwise, it's like you're trying to cut the sausage and it just shoots out of the plate.
I'm obviously a bun guy, too.
Ting, ting, ting.
Ow.
But a little bit of truth.
Uh-oh. We're going to break it down for you tonight.
If I'm at home and I'm making hot dogs for the fam, I always make one extra hot dog.
We just eat raw.
Before we start eating that. No, I'll cook it. And I'll just... Blah!
No, I'm the type of person to just get like a pack of hot dogs. I don't even cook them. Just open it, grab it,
just
eat it.
Go for it. Yeah, they're already pre-cooked. So.
No, they're good to go.
Ain't got
time to cook it. I'm hungry now.
So if you're eating a hot dog, do you like the pork or like beef dogs?
Pork.
Pork, I'm a pork
guy. I mean, beef dogs are good and all, but they taste a little off.
And they're very greasy, I found, too. I like the either pork or pork and beef mix.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. How about you, Leviticus?
I'm going to go with pork.
Pork?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go with pork.
All American right there, bro.
Yeah.
my tummy celebrating.
Well, what are your favorite types of...
Toppings?
Toppings. Like, for me, I talk about chili dogs. So if I had a chili dog, it would be like chili, mustard, and onions.
Okay.
If it's not a chili dog... For like a hot dog for me, I'm going to put mustard, ketchup, and onions. If I'm having a sausage, a lot of times I'm just a mustard guy. Like, just mustard and then maybe peppers and onions. Or Desjardins, I think I'm saying it correct. It's like peppers and olive mix, Jardines. And it's got hot peppers and stuff. You can get those at places and that's pretty awesome too. How about you?
I'm very simple. I don't like putting on a lot because I still want the taste of the sausage in my mouth.
Okay.
So I usually just go with
Ketchup.
You're just a ketchup guy?
I'm just a ketchup guy. I don't really go much more than that.
I'm pretty much the same. My go-to, if I'm not going, if I don't feel fancy, like sometimes I get a craving, put some onions on there, put some relish on there. But most of the time, my go-to, one side ketchup, one side mustard.
Yeah.
Good to go. Yellow mustard.
Yeah. Okay.
Just too much. I mean,
very American.
If you get too much, I just feel like I might as well just get a burger. Like, I don't know.
That's what you're saying.
I'm just simple when it comes to hot dogs and that kind
of stuff. American way. We don't want too complicated. Just put it in our mouth.
Yeah. So when you have it on a bun, and you get your toppings on it, how do you eat it? Are you like, do you go sideways? I've seen some eat it sideways, like corn on the cob. Or do you put it like one bite, like long ways?
Wow.
Do you like one bite? Wow. Do you take small bites? Is there like a certain way? Or you just
I eat the small bites normal way.
Small bites, normal way.
Who eats it like corn on the cob? That's ridiculous.
I know, right? That's
super ridiculous.
What kind of
somebody
monkey?
I used to know, North.
It's up to somebody that I used to know.
Yeah.
Somebody! He ate it funny!
That's why I used to know him. I'm like, you're weird. Weird, I'm out of here. Nobody puts sausage in their mouth.
We're not
that
friends
way.
Anymore because you can't eat a hot dog like a normal person. That's it.
So what do you think your favorite sausage dish is? So if you're not going to eat a sausage or a hot dog in the bun form or something like that, you like you some dishes would be like
bangers and mash,
Polish sausage and sauerkraut, spaghetti with Italian sausage,
ooh, I didn't think that.
beans and franks,
franks and beans,
right? Yeah, sorry, franks and beans. Will you go away?
You brought up, my mom, she would always make just these random concoctions of food. Because we were poor, we didn't have a lot of money, so she would take what we had in the house.
Tuna fish and ramen.
Pretty much.
I love
and that, you brought up spaghetti and you know, hot dogs or Italian sausage. We would do that a lot. And, you know, you always bring up one that come, you know, hits you in the heart.
Yeah.
That's something that we would have a lot, and that's something that
spaghetti
I grew up on.
Sausage.
It was really good, yeah.
My dad makes a killer spaghetti with Italian sausage in it.
Yeah. It goes really good together. It does.
It does, for sure.
Yeah.
It is pretty awesome. How about you, Tommy?
So mine's twofold. Like, as a kid, I used to love eating, like, beanie weenies, where, like, the beans will absorb the hot dog taste.
Yeah,
hot dog absorbs the bean taste. Like, that would be really good. And one thing that my family, we do, like, almost every year religiously, is when Olive Garden does a never-ending pasta bowl. I love getting the Italian sausage and putting it on top. So you have all-you-can-eat sausage. All-you-can-eat pasta is good to go.
Olive Garden sausage is pretty good.
Pretty good. Italian.
For me, if I had to pick a food memory for sausages or hot dogs, it would probably be spaghetti with Italian sausage, too. Because my mom would make it all the time. My dad would make it all the time. And then chili dogs for me, man. Just growing up, going to the Coney Island.
You said no buns.
Chili dogs. But, yeah, I know. But then I went to food memories for sausage hot dogs.
No.
But no bun dish would be that. Or, I love some bangers, man.
Bangers
and mash is pretty
like
underrated.
Dark gravy on there.
It's good. Breakfast sausage is pretty good too.
Oh,
so if
yeah.
you're eating breakfast sausage, do you prefer the links or the patties?
Link what?
Links.
Ooh. Links. I'm a patty guy.
Toss up. I'll go either way, bro.
They're
you
both pretty
you know
good.
What's good though? The breakfast corn dog. With
sausage yeah,
and
the pancake.
Yeah, it's pretty good too.
I like those.
Gosh, you guys are making me hungry.
So here's a pretty important question here.
Uh oh. About to get real.
Well, let's go here first. We'll go to the important question, but we'll do this
for all those you
first.
Didn't see. He pointed at Portugal, so we're going to Portugal.
What's the most hot dogs you've ever eaten in one sitting? We're going hot dogs because they're smaller.
Four.
I've never really
four,
been in
three,
a competition,
four.
But maybe like five or six.
Okay. I've been in a competition,
uh-huh.
So mine is a little unfair. Mine was 8 and 5 minutes.
Thanks, son.
But
that's just straight up hot dog and bun?
That was, yeah, hot dog and bun, and I was dipping the buns in water.
It just makes it gross for me. I don't know why. I'd have to, like, eat it and then drink. I can't dip it.
I think we should have a Deep Fried Geeks hot dog eating contest.
You guys just want to lose again? All
right. Oh, you almost made me cuss! I'm totally going to kill you in a hot dog eating contest now.
All right, what are
just
you
to prove a point. Oh, man. You're going down. I'm going to beat your ass.
So, okay, you brought up
so many hot dogs.
You brought up soaking it in water. That brings up a really interesting question. Is there anything you would soak it in that would make it taste better?
Beer.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
but like anything else, like I guess
barbecue
that's
sauce.
Anything.
The
else.
hot dog bun. So it makes it soggy.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to soak it in anything.
Yeah, that's okay.
Soggy buns, I'm not a big fan
with
of.
With beer, like a light beer.
I would like they do Italian beefs, where they put the beef in it and the peppers and stuff, and then they did the jardines, and then they dip it in the beef broth. I would maybe dip it in, like, a beef broth or something.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of soggy buns.
Yeah. Good question, though.
Yeah.
Thanks. So, we're going to have a hot dog eating contest.
Everybody's defensive today.
I think we throw Weezer in on this, too.
Well, why not? Let's do it.
Oh, you're going down, top of 2 stars!
You know, I've heard that before, but who's got the record? Here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay.
We all know how you like putting sausage in your mouth.
You're darn right.
So, here's an important question.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
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 Yes.
No.
How is it a sandwich?
A sandwich typically is a piece of meat...
On a bread?
Put in between two pieces of bread.
No.
Yeah, but that's one piece.
That it's two pieces.
It's connected.
But it's still between two pieces of bread.
I guess, technically.
So why don't they call it a hot dog sandwich?
Stupid sounding. Well, then you don't call a sandwich a hot dog either. Like, if you put, like, a beef patty on buns, it's not a beef dog.
No, but then it's a sandwich. So
it's like one of those situations where a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square.
So if we grabbed some, like, lunch meat right now, and we put it in a hot dog bun, you'd call that a sandwich, right?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you call a hot dog a sandwich?
Because it's not a sandwich.
it's just not. It doesn't break that rule.
But it's a piece of meat between two pieces of bread. That's the old, you don't have an argument for it?
It is not a sandwich. It is a hot dog.
Okay. So, a hamburger, that's
what,
a sandwich.
What makes
right?
a hot dog? What makes a hot dog?
A sausage.
Right.
And tube and a piece of, in a piece of bread.
Right.
So, it's a hot dog sandwich.
No, it's hot dog.
It's a sausage in between two pieces of bread.
That is like, that is the same argument as bacon is its own fruit food group. Because it is. Bacon is its own food, like... Bacon is by itself.
It's a candy and vegetables.
That's a meat.
No, bacon is its own thing. It is not a meat. It is bacon.
I agree because it's beautiful.
You guys are mad.
It is a beautiful.
So we're torn on this one.
Very torn.
So this is a good segue. If you have a difference of opinion, or if you agree with us about the hot dog sandwich thing, or disagree, share with us on Twitter. Share with us on Instagram.
I think it all depends on the meat.
In a clever way.
If you put like like ground beef on a hot dog bun, it doesn't all of a sudden become a hot dog. It's still a burger. Uh-oh.
What?
Repeat. I don't think if you put ground beef on a hot dog bun, it's still a burger, you think?
I think so.
Well, I mean, the buns are the same. I don't know.
I mean, I've had burger dogs before.
Yeah.
But they were made...
Well, in Michigan, they're called Coney Specials. So they take Coney Special, they don't put the... They put loose ground beef,
yeah.
Chili, hot dog, and all that on it. But so you still get the hot dog in there. But I don't think so. I don't think it's a hamburger anymore if you put it on a hot dog bun.
A hot dog is a hot dog. It is not considered a sandwich.
I definitely won't call it a sandwich. I don't even want to call a burger a sandwich.
But it is, though.
No.
It's two pieces of bread with meat in between.
We're going back to the whole...
Hamburger sandwich.
We're going back to the whole bacon thing.
What
here.
Is an open-faced sandwich?
Burger.
Not a sandwich anymore? Because it's not... There's not between anything.
But it's two pieces of bread. And
it's
open.
Not between them anymore. It's open.
Burger's a burger. Would you click?
Alright. I'm sorry. My dog is licking Leviticus, not me.
He won't stop.
So if you have an opinion on this, tell us on Twitter, Instagram,
are you
Facebook.
Team burger or team hot dog or team sandwich?
Hashtag dogs are not sands.
Yeah.
Which right? is...
Well, hashtag sands are not dogs.
I think we can do a better hashtag.
Hot dog sandwiches and burgers. Hashtag tacos. Hashtag tacos. Is tacos a sandwich?
Yeah, it's a Mexican sandwich now. With a corn breading.
Mind blown.
It's not a bread. Tortilla's not bread.
It's cornbread.
Cornbread?
it's Mexican flatbread.
You can always email
hashtag
us.
Help save bacon.
You can always email us Kevin at mattman.blog@gmail.com. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What, man?
Geek News!
I'm still stuck on the whole sandwich hot dog thing. You gotta give me a second.
You didn't feed into it.
I'm not. Sorry. Literally feed into it because it's food. I gotta reboot real quick. Hold on, folks.
Reboot.
Okay, let's get that sandwich geek news going right now.
Yeah.
Hot dog, sandwich, not a dog.
Doc Savage. One of the very first superheroes.
Ben
1920s, 1930s. Yes, he's Ben Savage's father.
Yep.
Started off with some magazines and stuff. Basically what I read was his parents, his father bred him from birth to give him all these powers and stuff like that. They're making a movie because apparently they want any superhero movie they see.
Yeah, there's
dollar
like any
signs
superhero
now.
License. Like, all right, let's do it.
Howard the Duck.
We'll do a round two.
So if you had to pick a superhero, a guy to play who you want to make lots of money and have a blockbuster.
Well, let's see here. Doc Savage, he a big guy?
Yep.
Pretty big, muscular guy?
Yep.
Awesome guy?
Yep.
Some guy that everybody loves?
Jack Black! No?
We're gonna save the universe!
Because he has to be in
Johnny Depp!
Because, I was gonna say, because he has to be in every movie ever. Who's Johnny Depp?
John Cena! Just kidding, no.
For some reason, anything that's a reboot or anything that's gonna be a summer blockbuster has to have The Rock in it. So, The Rock is starring as Doc.
You can't not hate The Rock. The Rock is
I love
awesome.
The Rock, man. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the man.
He is just too awesome.
So, they cast him as...
I want to see an 80-year-old, 95-year-old Dwayne The Rock Johnson do an action movie until the day he dies.
That would be pretty awesome.
I'm ready for it.
So, keeping in the tradition, I guess they're going to have a person play two superheroes, because that's getting pretty popular right now, the whole two superhero thing. So,
what do you
right,
mean?
Because he's Groot.
He's going to be
Diesel.
Black Adam.
He's Black Adam in Shazam movie.
So you have Chris right. Evans, Human uh-huh. Torch,
right.
and
Captain America.
America. You have Ben Affleck, Daredevil and Batman.
Ryan Reynolds.
You have Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool, and Green Lantern. I know there's more,
which he
too.
Makes fun of so much.
That's the best part.
It is the best
he's
part.
Making fun of himself.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean that's a good amount, but I know there's more too. But so they are keeping in that tradition. So I'll watch it probably. It's got The Rock in it. So Disney is worried apparently.
Uh-oh.
This is rumor mill. This isn't necessarily truth. But supposedly they're going through doing some reshoots for Rogue One.
Uh-oh.
Because test previews.
Yeah.
The camera operators went rogue.
of Rogue One are not really returning great results. They're not happy with it, so they're demanding reshoots and things like that.
Well, my guess is where did they get their test audience? Are they just like getting like, hey, you want to go see
well,
a movie?
No, I don't think there is
or
a
they,
test
like,
audience.
Screening. Yeah.
I think it's Disney, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they're showing it to test. I'm sure they're going to have some kind of focus group.
If they showed it to me, I'd be like, I want to see it again!
Yeah. I'm sure they have some kind of focus groups. And I'm sure they have a lot of pressure because Force Awakens...
The only problem with stuff like that is they always ask in these focus groups people who have never seen
Yeah.
Like the source material. So basically,
right.
If you haven't seen Star Wars, come to a focus group, watch this movie. Yeah. Like, I don't get it. What's going on? There's a big giant dinosaurs. I don't get it.
You guys are burping on our podcast.
We're full of
it's amazing. I feed you beer, then I'm like, don't burp.
Man, what do you expect?
I know, right?
Give us beans and not to fart. You ask too much.
I'm not worried. I think it's going to be good, but they're scared because I think they realize they're going up against The Force Awakens and it did so well.
That's probably their biggest fear. They're trying to get it to Force Awakens levels, and
I don't think they should.
But it's going to be good, but not Force Awakens.
Yeah. I don't think that they should fight over that. Let it be its own thing.
Yeah.
Let it, you know.
They don't have a whole lot of time either. It comes out in December.
Year, yeah.
Captain America number one. I think Marvel kind of accomplished what they wanted to accomplish.
Heck yeah.
Because it's sold out.
Yeah.
They're already having to go back for a second printing.
Oh, yeah.
So, pretty huge. I got my copy too.
I didn't get mine.
If you had heard.
Captain America went back in time, had sex with himself, and now he gave birth to himself. Oh, my and his future son became Hydra.
People are losing their minds.
They are losing their minds over this.
People are so mad.
Like, they just can't fathom there being a possibly good story because they're just stuck on this one detail.
Captain America said, Hail Hydra.
That's
and it. Apparently now it makes him Hydra and evil and horrible.
No, that means that there's no. He's Hydra agent? What about this? What about that? Well, let's find out together.
Yeah. Read it. Calm down. People are like ripping up their Marvel comics, burning them, saying they're never going to read a Marvel comic ever again.
That sounds like certain type of political movements that the Nazis did.
That's funny.
Burning books and things like that
so
they didn't like.
If you haven't picked up your copy yet, it's too late, but you can always get a digital copy or wait for the reprint.
I'm glad I got my first edition.
Yes, I'm glad I picked mine up too. Thank you for telling
me. Well,
that
is, and I didn't even think about that, and I probably should have picked one up because, depending, again, I've never read it, but that is a big.
That's pretty monumental.
Yeah, that's huge for Marvel. So.
That's, you know, 10, 20, 50, maybe 50 years from now, people will be looking back.
And like you said,
first edition of the Captain America's Nazi?
Right.
Big money.
And like you said, they accomplished what they wanted.
Yeah, they got people.
They
buying.
Knew what they were doing.
Oh, they did.
Totally.
Well, they
knew
were
what
going
were
up
doing.
Against Rebirth.
Yeah.
So they wanted something big because
Rebirth
been,
like,
is coming.
They've been rebirthing
out.
This whole Marvel universe for over the past year or so, and now they've like got Cap. How can we make
well,
Cap
what
new
are they,
again?
They're calling it all new, all different.
Yeah.
I think is their
all new,
their
all different
tagline.
Is their main thing. Extraordinary stuff like that.
Yeah. So big deal in comics for that. Other new comics that came out this week, Civil War number one.
Mm-hmm.
Civil War 2 number one came out.
Yeah.
New Old Man Logan came out.
Yep, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet. You read it?
I've gotten all caught up on that one.
That was another thing. Are we talking about X-Men tonight at all or no?
We can't talk about X-Men.
Well, no, I just wanted... You mentioned Old Man Logan. At the end of Days of Future Past, another thing that I noticed was his hair.
Was
he has gray
color.
Hair at the end of Days of Future Past.
When
you
pull him out of the water?
No.
When
he's at
the
school. When he's walking through the mansion.
Oh, really? Had gray
at
hair?
The beginning of the movie, he did not have gray hair. At the end of the movie, which is set in the future.
Yeah.
He
you
had
know,
stripes of gray.
He had stripes of gray right here.
Well, this could go into Geek News. They did have some pictures that he put on his Twitter of him with
in
a full beard.
Makeup.
And grayish hair, gray in his beard, gray in his hair. So
like, the Old Man Logan is like completely gray, though.
Yeah. So the rumors are is that there's going to be an Old Man Logan storyline.
That's what I've heard that Wolverine 3 is going to be Old Man Logan Wolverine, which would
be
awesome.
That is what they're saying. But now
the only thing is with Old Man Logan storyline that requires getting like Disney's permission because they need more the Hulk. Red Skull.
Unless they
Mysterio
rewrite
from
it.
Sony, because that's a Spider-Man villain.
Unless they rewrite
it. They could just rewrite it.
I hope not, because it's a pretty crazy story.
Well, they've done that with every single one of their movies, though, to a point.
Yeah.
But X-Men, I guess.
I wish they could do the actual story, but you're right. If they do the Old Man storyline, they're going to, Old Man Logan storyline, they're going to have to completely change it.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to get that permission.
I'm going to say...
Not to use Hulk.
You don't think so?
I'm coming back around, and I still like Wolverine.
Oh, you're coming back now?
Yeah. I like watching him.
He's a handsome man.
Never mind.
Was there a time where you said you didn't like Wolverine?
Well, not that I didn't
in
like.
In the recent past, he's been like,
not,
I've seen too much Wolverine.
Not that I don't like him. I think Wolverine is an awesome
We've
character.
We talked in the past that they just overused him in the movies.
Yeah.
The old man wore.
After going
Wolverine,
back and I've
cool.
watched, here within the last week, I've watched First Class here recently. And
Which
then,
they didn't really have him in it at all.
No. And then I just watched Days of Future Past.
He was in a fucking minute.
And after watching that again, it's like, you know, I can do it.
Yeah.
I can deal with it if they do it.
Well, supposedly this is the last hurrah. This is it. Wolverine
well, I'm curious
3
what they're
going
to do because the old man Logan storyline now is pretty crazy. Because, like, in the there's the newer version where Wolverine dies. And then there's the old man version, which are starting to cross paths,
was,
and it's like messing with Wolverine's head.
Was there any?
Yeah.
Again, I'm not as big of a comic geek as you guys are, but was there any comics in the past of him when he was younger, like before World War II?
They had
his
origin storyline,
right?
When he was in the late 1800s, and then he went through Civil War. No, wait. He was during the Civil War, but World War I.
He doesn't even know how old he is, right?
He forgot.
He forgot. Because
he's
been alive for so long.
He's a lot of his past.
They do have some stories of him in a Canadian-based superhero team. I forget the name of it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Before he was an X-Men. So they do have some storylines, yeah.
There's, if you like, his origin story series, it goes over, like, when he was in World War II with the Howling Commandos and stuff.
Because
like
they could, I mean, yeah, obviously they're going with Old Man Logan, but they could have definitely, I mean, that's a really cool storyline, is when he meets up with Cap. And, you know, because supposedly he fought along with Cap for
a
little
Jack
bit, right?
Jack Fury and his Howling Commandos, which is led by Steve Rogers.
Right. Which they didn't show in the first Captain America.
No, that would have been kind of cool little cameo. If
that would have
like,
been. Just like
didn't
a
say
quick...
that was Wolverine, just have him, like, just Hugh Jackman there, just look like a soldier, just, like, fighting along with Dum-Dum Dugan.
Right, but at that time he still had his powers, so...
What if they
he still had bone claws.
Yeah.
What if they do the death of Wolverine?
That would be cool.
Ooh, yeah.
Storyline.
So I am really wanting to read Deadpool.
I want to read Deadpool.
Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe.
I want to read that too.
Oh,
that
good.
Looks so.
Yeah,
oh, you've read it?
Good. Yeah.
I don't own it.
I read it in digital form.
Yeah.
I also want to read the Marvel Zombies storyline.
Marvel Zombies is good too.
Have you heard of the Scooby Doo?
The new
series?
Actually,
yeah.
I got number one, too. I haven't read it.
That's supposed to be
one.
Good.
It looks interesting. Like, instead of, like, you know, fighting masked people, they look like they're fighting legitimate ghosts.
Yeah, they came out, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I was asking our good common friend Jay, owner of a comic book store.
Yeah, Jay Sam.
And I asked him about it. He hadn't really read about it, so I don't know too much. So you gotta let me know, Maddie Man.
I'm
curious.
Of what?
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I only read like one page. I'll let you know how it turns out, though. You know when I saw
a little side note too. While we're still talking about comics, the whole Rebirth series is like selling like hotcakes too.
It is,
like,
yeah.
They're on their second printing on a lot of the
stuff. All the new Rebirths just came out.
Yeah. So this week there was Batman, Superman, Green Arrow, and Green Lantern.
Yep, those. Yep.
And then next week,
who did they
like
cast as Green?
Marvel, Wonder Woman.
Oh,
Wonder Woman, Flash.
Like, if you're not at your local brick and mortar comic book store, like the day it opens on Comic Book Day,
you're probably gonna
be run out.
Yeah, you need to get them for
sure.
They
are selling.
I got Batman Rebirth. That's the only one I got.
Batman and Superman.
Did you? The Superman cover is pretty cool.
All the Rebirths so far are pretty cool with the, like, silhouettes of their face.
Yeah. So, X-Men Apocalypse. The trailers, they had a new Ghostbusters trailer. I think it's worse than the first trailer they released.
No, you didn't like the first one? I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny too, but everybody thought it was bad. I think this trailer that just came out was worse than that one. Because they're showing more.
Ow.
They're showing more, and they gave away a major plot point.
Oh.
Which kind of pissed me off.
Why
so,
are you doing that?
Yeah. You just... And that's the thing I heard about Ninja Turtles,
too. Expected people are just, like, so enamored with their phones during the previews, they're like, I'm not even going to watch.
They're just putting way too much in these trailers and previews.
Dang,
we need to start a petition.
Studios?
The other new thing is that one of you guys posted on Facebook of the Harry Potter stills for the play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I did.
That was you? They released some stills of Harry Potter and the Cursed Boy,
mm-hmm.
of Ginny, Harry, and the boy, and then they just released a picture of Draco Malfoy, too.
Ooh, I missed that one.
Check this out. So if you haven't seen those, check those out. Check out those pictures of the stills for the play. Mm-hmm. That's coming out in July. So in July, if you live in England, you can watch it, and then they're also going to be putting it out in book form, too.
So has the book came out yet or no?
Not yet.
I
don't think they're going to release
probably a stage play, and then maybe novelize it. So basically, like, with the stage play, you have, like, basic story, action, scenery, but then she's got to, like, when you novelize it, you have to fill in a lot of that gaps by just throwing descriptive words.
Well, I thought originally it was going
to
be a book.
That would make more sense to write the book first, then make the screen or theatrical adaptation. I don't know why she did it that way. I think JK's a little up north.
Yeah.
For those at home, I made a crazy gesture next to my head and whistled.
Yeah, to be that imaginative and that creative, you gotta be a little, which is okay. I don't have any other geek news.
I have.
It doesn't feel like the whole lot really came out.
Things,
I thought I had more, but
Ninja Turtles comes out this week.
TURTLE Power.
Keep an eye on that. That's going to be really cool.
How do you guys think that's
going to
be?
I'm going to like it. I don't care. I like the first one. Everybody hated it, but I like.
I like the first one too.
I just rewatched that too. Last night.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
No, the night before. I rewatched it.
I just love like. Even though they didn't really focus on the turtles too much, when they did focus on them, they were just the turtles I knew.
They were perfect.
They had their personalities down perfect. Donnie was geeky. Mikey was silly and funny. Leo was serious. And Raph was this moody teenager.
Yeah, I really thought it was great. So I'm excited for the second one. I think it's going to be really good.
I'm really excited.
Wait. Kevin Smith is going around doing showings for Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
June 2nd was the Florida one, so he's in Florida right now, Puerto Verde, which is like north of Jacksonville, doing a showing, and he released a new trailer, a new poster.
Yeah.
For
I
Yoga Hosers.
Saw his focus on the Bratzies.
The Bratzies. Which seems to be a big focus other than the girls.
The Bratwurst Nazis.
So check out all that stuff.
Steve Rogers DNA.
It's a huge time for comic books right now. Get your little comic book store. Check out all these cool comic books that are going on. Go see Ninja Turtles this week.
X-Men if you haven't seen it.
Go see X-Men. We might see Turtles this week too. So if we do, we'll probably put a little video review up there and stuff for you. So thanks for listening. Remember, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you can contact us at mattman.blog@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Keep calm and
geek on.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Go finger in a half shell.
Turtle power.